Blog Talk Radio.
What you are about to hear is pure opinion, not backed up by facts or research. It's all make-believe and fantasy, created by Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. Just kidding. Only actors and gold diggers fake it. If you want to reach Bill live, call him at 718-766-4314. Once again, 718-766-4314. And now, for your listening pleasure, Billy Borelli.
I gotta take that number off of there. I don't take calls. Fuck that! Whose opinion do I want to hear anyway? My mom's like, you want to hear mine, don't ya? What's happening? What's happening? What is the ups? It is Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. It is Friday. It is 4/21. We'll get into that. What's going on, everybody? It's spring. It doesn't feel like spring. It still feels like winter. Balls are cold. Outside is rainy. Right? Actually, today it's kind of warm. I could go for a greasy burger. Like, there's a moth in my room, too. That pisses me off. I could go for a greasy burger. I'm going to throw something at it, too. And I almost hit it. Really, there's a moth in my room. And I threw my flip-flop at it, and I think I hit it. I'm pretty good. I was getting good tonight. I hit a crane fly in my bathroom with a sponge. Knocked him right off the wall. I'm like, man, I'm just a sharpshooter. But I could go for a burger, like a greasy, cheesy bacon burger, three patties, four slices of bacon, two slices of thick, greasy cheddar cheese. It's just oozing grease, the kind that just stops your heart, the kind you're just like, heart attack, and then you got to give yourself like a jump start. You know, you got to put your lips on a 9-volt battery and hopefully you'll regain consciousness. That's what I want right now. I just want a big fat fucking burger that my fingers sink into the bread. Just bleh. But I can't get that right now. I don't have all the ingredients. That bacon. So anyway, what's going on? Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. We got a lot to get into today. So I don't know if I'll be able to take your calls today. Got to get out of that because I get inundated with people that want to, hey, let's talk about bullshit. I got to get into some stuff first. I got to get through my list. Hear that? Those are notes. I only got like two things in notes, but I want to get into some stuff first. Trump. Yes, your president, your goddamn president. Give it up because he's not going anywhere. It's just not going to happen. You can get mad all you want. You can throw fits. You can protest. There's a painting in Alaska right now. It is painted by a professor in Alaska. And he made a painting of a naked Captain America, the guy Chris, whatever the hell his name is. And he's naked, and he's got Trump's head in one hand, and he's got some chick wrapped around his leg, and he's got wings and all this other stuff. And it's like, oh, everybody's like having a good joke about it. It's okay to disrespect the president, I guess, you know, by having his head cut off. So it'd be okay if Obama's, you know, head was cut off too, right? I mean, that'd be fine. He was president, right? Oh, no, it's racist. Why? He was president. Why not? What's good for him is good for every other. I mean, they burned effigies of Bush. And I guess it's okay when you don't have charisma. Obama had charisma. He knew how to talk. He was a bullshit artist, straight up. He just knew how to talk. He knew how to, like, well, I'm just going to not talk about that. We're going to talk about something else. Not going to bring that up. We're just going to go around that subject. And he would. And everybody's just like, oh, he's so cool. And Trump is like straight to the point. I'm not bullshitting. I'm going to fucking bomb you, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God, he's so bad. He's getting it done. He dropped the mother of all bombs on ISIS in Afghanistan. What did he do? Well, they've got mother of all bombs there already. I believe they've been there for a minute. And I think they were put there either during Bush's last term or Obama's first term, somewhere around that time. And they were sitting there. Nobody really knew. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, my God, Trump is starting World War III. No, he dropped a bomb on some fucking dirt. And he made what? More dirt. With some fertilizer, with some dead ISIS people. Apparently, there was like tunnels and stuff. And I read a story that said that those tunnels were built by the CIA. Fuck. Trump's like, you know, we're just going to bomb the shit out of those. And we're going to bomb that huge bomb. And he dropped that fucking bomb. And he blew the shit out of ISIS tunnels. And he just made more dirt from dirt. That's pretty much all it is out there, is just dirt to dirt. So that's what he did. Of course, people are upset because it's the mother of all bombs, not the gender neutral of all bombs. Like, why can't it be a Z bomb? Oh, yeah, well, maybe a Z bomb would be, well, actually sounds kind of cool. We dropped a Z bomb on Afghanistan today. Z bomb. We dropped Z bomb on Afghanistan today. I better not talk out loud because my roommate heard me. We were coming home from the store, and I saw the neighbor's kids, and I yelled out, Allahu Akbar! And he goes, hey, they could hear you. I'm like, no, they can't. And he's like, your voice carries. I'm like, I know it does. And then I don't care. But, you know, they are. They're Allahu Akbars. Something like a candy bar, anyway. I'll have two Allahu Akbars, please. Coated, yes. Yes, candy coated. Thank you. He dropped the mother of all bombs, and I'm sure there was plenty of Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A lot of that going on. And I'm going to get that moth before the night is up. Oh, I swear I'm going to get that moth. So, yeah, he did that, and he blew the piss out of ISIS in Afghanistan. I'm sure they're not all dead. So, you know. Speaking of dead, United Airlines. Oh, boy, was that the story for a hot minute before that bomb. United Airlines is in the hot seat right now because they dragged a passenger off their plane. Now, that's not something that you just see every day unless they're, like, causing a fuss, you know, if they're fighting with somebody or they're saying they're going to blow the plane up or they're going to do something. Oh, no, air marshals don't fuck around. You're out of here. Captain says you're out of here. You're out of here. Since 9/11, I mean, you know, every time you get on a flight and something happens, they don't mess around. Rightfully so. They shouldn't take anybody's shit. You're on a plane. You're all in the same plane, all in the same gang. You're basically jeopardizing everyone else's life in that plane. Fuck if I'm going to allow you to throw a fit. First of all, this is what happened. United Airlines overbooked, they said. So they had to kick me. They had to remove four people to allow for their employees to take a flight that needed to be on another flight at the airport that they were going to, from what I understand. It was crucial. They needed those employees to be on this flight. Now, I don't know if it was an emergency flight, if it was a scheduled flight. You know, the details are still sketchy. What is being widely reported is that they drug this guy. They offered passengers money, and they did this to me when I took a flight to Vegas. They offered passengers money. They said, and they now United did it to me before we got on the plane. I was like, fuck right. Can I get a beer too? But the flight was going to be like 8 or 9 hours later. I'm like, no, eat a dick. I'm getting on this plane. Well, they did this after the flight had boarded, but they chose the people that checked in last. So they chose two people first, and they were like, yeah, sure, we'll go. Boom. No harm, no foul. Well, then they get to Mr. David Dow, a 69-year-old doctor from Kentucky who's that sounded funny, who's reportedly a former ex-convict, I want to say. He didn't serve any time, but he was exchanging gay favors for drugs. I mean, who, you know, you know, $20 is $20. I mean, shit, a Vicodin's a Vicodin. You can do anything for that, or OxyContin. Anyway, not saying I did, but he was like giving, excuse me, he was giving drugs for a pee-pee or butt, you know, pee-pee and butt and, you know, a little cabeza. So he was like loving it. He's like, oh, I give you with the drug, and then you give me the pee-pee. And so David Dow was getting his sexual rock on with some other dude, and he got busted for it, and they took away his license. Now, I'm not saying, and this is what people, they always misconstrue, that's got nothing to do with it. Of fucking course not, it doesn't. But what does it do in the court? In courts, what they do is they try to attack your character. And this is a story that leaked, and it's attacking his character. Why is he behaving like he's behaving? Why was he bitching and crying and moaning about leaving the plane? Why was he arguing? Now, there's some video of him talking and whatnot. I also heard, but it was only one story that I heard on another report, another radio, and I've been trying to find it ever since, that he accepted the money and got back on the plane. He's like, fuck you. And then they were like, you know what, you need to go. And he's like, no, no, no. He's telling everybody no. And then finally security came on, and they're like, you know what, you're gone. And he's like, no. And finally he says, ah, 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 ah. So United comes up with a brand new slogan.
Good afternoon, folks. I'm your Captain CJ Harris. Thanks for flying United Flight, Flight 3411 nonstop to Louisville. Looks like we got a good flight ahead of us. Clear skies, tailwind at 34 knots. Just sit tight, folks, and we'll be pushing back from the tarmac momentarily. Hold on, folks, I'm getting a call. Yeah. The flight's overbooked. Needing a passenger off the plane to make room for one of our crew? Okay, I'll handle it. I have a solution. All right, bye. Folks, I just got a call from the control tower. It seems like we have a passenger that got past TSA screening somehow. He's sitting right there in row 14B, and he's also an Al-Qaeda terrorist. Get a good look at him, folks. That's your new face of terror right there. Don't let his appearance fool you. He might go by the name of David Dow, but the CIA also knows him as Mohammed Asalim bin al-Rastafari. Yeah, I see you, buddy, trying to look all oblivious. Now we'll just have to have this scum terrorist escorted off my plane by these fine air marshals. That's it. Scream for Allah. Scream for your God. You're not going to hijack my plane. Not on my watch. Have fun in Guantanamo Bay, shithead. Sorry, folks. Okay, now that's out of the way, we'll be pushing off here in a few minutes. Right now, the flight attendants will be going over the safety features of the aircraft. Like I mentioned, we have a smooth flight ahead of us, and thanks for flying United.
And on cue, my neighbors come out of their doorway like, oh my gosh. So Mr. David Dow is suing. And, you know, in a sense, I'm like, you know what? He's you know, he should win, because you don't just, he was like kind of unassuming. If the story's true that he accepted the money, by all means, yank his ass off the flight. But if he didn't, and he has every right to stay there. However, I think there's a clause when you buy a ticket, the airline can remove you. But I'm not exactly sure. I didn't read it, but I hear that it's legal. However, because he busted his face up on the way out, they're saying they beat him up. No, they just grabbed him, and he kind of, his head just kind of bopped along, you know, bounced along and hit everything on the way out. And he needs to work on his abs. Boy, he's got that bubble gut going. Like, dude, you got that fish belly, blabber butt, stomach just hanging out in front of all, for all America to see. I mean, are you proud of that now? You're 69. God damn it. Get it in shape. David Dow. Oh, boy. But enough of that. What else is in the news? You sports fans, Mr. Aaron Hernandez is dead. If you don't know who Aaron Hernandez is, let me fill you in. He's the former New England Patriots tight end on one of their Super Bowl winning teams. He had tattoos up the wazoo. He had tattoos on both arms. He was fully sleeved. He was pretty good, too, as a tight end. It was him and Gronkowski, and they were just like, whoa, they were badass. Well, he's like a wannabe gangster, too. And he was convicted of shooting his wife's sister's boyfriend. So if they would have got married, that would have been his, like, brother-in-law. And his wife's sister had a boyfriend who was a semi-pro football player, and somehow he was killed by Hernandez. Why? I don't know. The case is now old. It's 2013, I believe. Why he did it? I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, why? Oh, from what I – okay, so this is what I can remember. From what I understand, the guy that he shot knew who killed the other two guys that Hernandez had just been found not guilty of killing. So way back, and who knows how long ago, Aaron Hernandez and his thug buddies were hanging out in a club, and somebody accidentally stepped on his shoe, and he's like, hey, puto, what you doing, man? That's my shoe. That's not really how he talks, but his name's Hernandez, and he's half Italian. Hey, what the fuck are you doing, you puto? So anyway, he gets his shoe stepped on, and he's all mad because, you know, he's immature. And then the guy's like, hey, man, I'm sorry. You know, we're in a club, we're drinking, having a good time. And then somehow the guy that stepped on Aaron's shoe, he's in a car at a stoplight with another guy, and Aaron's entourage pulls alongside, and they shoot. And I think one guy died, or both guys died. Three guys got hit, but two guys died. Now, the driver is blaming it on Aaron Hernandez, but there wasn't enough evidence to convict Aaron Hernandez, and he was found not guilty. And that just recently went to trial. But before that, when Aaron Hernandez was free, the semi-pro football player that he was originally convicted of killing had said that he knew who killed those two guys and that it was Aaron Hernandez. And I think he threatened to release that. And Aaron's like, hey, no, puto, I'm going to make sure that you don't tell no fucking buddy. Hey, put a football up your ass. So him and his thug buddies shot him and killed him. And there was, you know, they had enough evidence to convict Aaron Hernandez of murder. Life in prison, no possibility of parole. Well, he wins the double murder case. And then 4 days later, he's found hanging in a cell. I found out about it on my way to work. I'm like, what? I mean, he had nothing going for him. He's just going to be, you know, taxpayers paying for him stay at the thing. But here's the thing. His original murder conviction of a semi-pro football player was in, what's that term? It was in, fuck, I need to go to my chat. Maybe some, nope, nobody's there. Of course. I mean, who's listening anyway? Fuck. Nobody's listening. Nobody's in my chat. I'm just talking to myself and the fucking cat outside. He's listening because I feed him. No, appeal. That's it. His murder case was in appeal, so he offs himself. Well, under the Connecticut state law, you can, from what I believe, the money that he has, he kills himself. And the money can now go to his daughter because his case was under appeal, so it doesn't void his contract. Had it been out of appeals, then he would void his contract. He wouldn't get any money. But now the money, 50-something million, is going to his daughter. So it was actually kind of smart. I mean, in a sense, he's like, yeah, fuck it. You know, puto, I'm just going to hang myself, eh? Oh, I almost got the moth, too. Come back here, you motherfucker! He's a fast little fuck too. This one's not slow. He's small. Close. So anyway, Aaron Hernandez dead at 20 something years old, hung himself. And he left a couple. He wrote John 3:16. One report was like, oh, it was in ink, the same ink that was splattered on the walls. No, it was actually in blood. He wrote John 3:16 on his forehead, and then he had the blood splattered on the walls. So I'm guessing he cut himself, wrote it, and then hung himself. Aaron Hernandez, dead. He wins the ultimate hold my beer challenge.
Hey, puto, hold my beer. Watch this.
Dead.
Muerte, puto.
Speaking of dead, the Berkeley riots. There is a chick named Moldy Locks because she looks greasy and dirty. She's a white chick with dreadlocks. And all white people with dreadlocks, they just look dirty, like filthy, like scummy. Like, that's not a dreadlock. That's just shit. You just pack shit in your hair, and you just haven't even washed it. So they call her Moldy Locks. Anyway, she got her dentals rearranged by some guy during the Berkeley riots a couple weeks back. So Berkeley had a pro-Trump rally, and then the anti-Trump people showed up to cause trouble. They brought weapons. They brought M-80s. They brought tear gas. They brought all that type of shit with them because they knew what they were going to do. They premeditated the riots. The Trump folks were there to support Trump. They weren't there to start any shit. The anti-Trump crowd, or Antifa, anti-fascist, were there to start shit. And start shit they did, but they got their asses handed to them, especially Moldy Locks. She tried to choke some dude. Now, when you're a chick and you're 5-something and you weigh a 105 and you try to choke some dude, he's going to naturally defend. A human is going to naturally defend themselves, whether it be an animal, a vegetable, a protein, a fucking car, you know, whatever the case may be, a human is a fight or flight mode. And when you're faced with an opponent that's, you know, I can handle the stupid little bitch. He's in the fight mode, and she's trying to choke him. He said, boom, and knocked her ass down. And she just, I mean, he cleaned her clock. Now, I'm not an advocate for hitting women. Not at all. If you got to defend yourself, though, by all means, knock them teeth down the throat. Especially if you're just like, hey, I didn't put my hands on you. You're putting your hands on me. I didn't, you know, and that's where you draw the line. You could say whatever you want, but the minute you put your hands on somebody, it just changes. Because sticks and stones, bitch. Sticks and stones. That's all Trump's doing is sticks and stones. And you didn't like it, and you don't like him. And you're like, well, let me just put my hands on this guy because he supports him. And he's like, no, you don't. Whammo! She got her clock cleaned. So that's that. Moldy Locks. She's actually an amateur porn star now. I did some research, you know, and so I looked her up. Disgusting, you know, disgusting. I mean, she's like unshaven. She's got the pits going, and she's got the old natural down there, and she's like, you know, talking to some dude off camera, and she's playing with herself. It just looked like a dying Venus flytrap is what it did. It just looked like the Venus flytrap was on its 86th birthday. Just, yeah, thanks. She was 18. Her vagina looked like it was in its 80s. So it's like, ugh! I don't want to get close to that. It just probably looks like it smells like vinegar and lime and feet. Just all three, and maybe bacon and burnt hair, but it was just disgusting, you know, and I watched like a few seconds of it, like, okay, it's going to get better. She's going to shave. The best part is she's going to take a shower. No, it didn't get better. Pits and everything. Not a bad looking gal. After that, her face was all swole. Speaking of that too, man, I'm going through some stuff here. I believe it was the same riots. This asshole fuckhead from Diablo Valley College named Eric Clanton. Now, I'll tell you how I get to his name in a second. So there's a video of this guy. He's like pro-Trump, and he's talking to these other people, and they're talking. They're like yelling, but you could tell there's some agitation going on, but they're more like talking. Somebody comes out of the crowd and bops him Donkey Kong style on the top of his head with a bike lock. It was a sick, disgusting sound. I mean, he's just sitting there. He's not doing anything. He's not posturing and threatening. He's just talking. And this dude comes out of nowhere and just clunk and hits him dead on the top of his head. Blood starts pouring out. I mean, he got him good. And so they had to sit him down, and he's just bleeding profusely. Well, I don't know who did it, but the internet is one crazy place, because somebody took stills from that video of that guy and matched them up with other people from the crowd from other riots, and managed to get his name and his face, where he works, where he lives, his phone number, all that stuff. Eric Clanton. He's a professor at Diablo Valley College. What's good to note is that he's like a really short dude, 5'2". And people are like, well, no wonder why he's upset. He just never grew up. You know, he's like one of those The back in the day, the Chinese women used to wrap their feet up, you know, and their feet were all small and stuff. Well, that's him. His mom just wrapped him up until he was like 17. So they unwrapped him. There you go. Thanks, Mom. He's all pissed off now, so he's going to go all full liberal postal and just fuck people up. So, Eric Clanton, your days are numbered, buddy. People are coming for you. And that's not – I'm not threatening you. I'm warning you. That's what people are after you, buddy. Clunk. So now I get into the funny stuff. Why don't we trust the post office? Why can't we send shit through the post office anymore? We can't send money anymore. Back in the day, you could send a crisp $100 bill. What, like it could be a see-through envelope with just the address on it, and you'll still get it in the mail. Like, here you go. All right, have a great day. You'd get it because, you know, the post office guy was fucking every, you know, woman on the block, every bored housewife. No, but I never heard of that until I started getting older. Oh, don't send money. Oh, don't send. Oh, don't. Like, why? Oh, they'll steal it. The post office? Yep. Like, what? Okay, let's back the fuck up here. People are saying postal workers will steal shit. Who is hiring these fucks? Why? Why are we even saying the post office would steal something? That is a government job. So our government employees are thieves? Well, you know, IRS and the government. But we can't trust postal workers with anything? We can't send a dollar because, oh my God. It just amazes me. It really, really amazes me. You're trusting these postal workers with documents and all kinds of cool stuff. And you can't trust it to see if it's going to get to where it's got to go. Who the fuck is hiring these people? Seriously. Are you just picking up, going to prisons and going, you want to be a mail carrier? Yeah. And no, not everybody's named Bubba in prison. That was fast. I got like 40-something seconds to go. And I missed, oh man, there's like 3 or 4 topics I didn't get to see. I'll save them for next time. Yeah, postal workers. I mean, the new term now is not go postal, let's go thieving liberal. Why not? Thanks.
You've been listening to Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Tune in next time for another episode. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Till next time, boys and girls, please lighten up. Thank you.